Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. This is not about Teotihuacan, the end of the world as we know it, nor about the crash of the industrial age. Wait, the acronym for that is CIA. But it is about a very hard time we are all about to go through, most likely beginning before next year is out, and ending God knows when. Most probably it will not end, but like the last Great Recession, simply deliver us to a new plateau of diminished expectations that will become the new normal. This imminent event is being forecast by a rising chorus of voices like those who warned us 10 years ago that a prosperity based on subprime mortgages and financial derivatives thereof could not stand. These voices, actually some of them the very same people, are telling us that we face not one but two train wrecks that will be nearly simultaneous, in that one will bring on the other. Train wreck number one could come at any time, and it is being brought on by the same people that caused the last one, playing with other people's money, with borrowed money, and with play money, in the casinos otherwise known as stock, bond, and commodity markets. The banksters, as someone has brilliantly labeled them, have inflated a number of bubbles, most smaller than the housing bubble was, but together capable of doing as much damage when they burst. They include the car bubble. Same formula, different assets. Subprime, low interest rate, long-term loans for cars, with the loans bundled, securitized, sold, and resold again. Everybody involved is making tons of money. 25% of all car loans are now subprime. Another 25% are leases, many designed for people who can't qualify for a subprime loan. And until the music stops and the whole system folds. Then there's the housing bubble, the sequel, in which the masters of the universe, having driven millions into foreclosure or underwater with mortgages exceeding the value of their homes, snap up bargains via short sales and rent them out. What could go wrong with that? Being a landlord is easy, right? These cash purchases are giving the appearance that the housing market is recovering much faster than it is. Then there's the new covenant bubble. Business lending has become dominated by a new instrument known as the covenant light loan. Previously, business loans included a covenant signed by the borrower to the effect that the proceeds would not be used for non-productive things, such as buying in stock or paying bonuses to CEOs. Not so much anymore. The result is that instead of flowing into the economy, helping to create jobs, products, and services, loan proceeds are going into the pockets of those who play in the car bubble and housing bubble casinos. Then there's the stock bubble itself, and this is the big one. Stock prices, on average, are at all-time highs for no good reason. Price-earnings ratios are in the stratosphere, right where housing prices were in 2006. Phoenix Capital Research recently put it this way: the market is extremely tired, and the systemic risks underlying the financial crisis are in no way resolved. With investor complacency at record lows, the Fed withdrawing several of its more significant market props, and low participation coming from the larger institutions, this market is ripe for a serious correction. Among the authoritative people, and we're not referencing those doomer quotes down there where you see one simple trick to cure cancer, okay? Authoritative people who have recently run up storm flags include David Stockman, who said, "The watchword at this point is stay out of harm's way. we are headed into a perfect storm of policy failures. Train wreck is a pretty good term to describe what is coming. John Fisenek, investors are dumping riskier debt faster than during the financial crisis in 2008. The money is rushing to safe havens such as U.S. government bonds and gold. The staggering shift in investment strategy marks a reversal of the chase for returns that has been in place for 5 years. The credit market usually leads the equity market during turning points, as happened when the credit markets cracked first in 2008. Bob Buckland, a Citibank analyst, has defined 4 phases the economy typically goes through. Phase 1 following a recession, phase 4 being the next one. He says we're in phase 3. Train wreck number 1, then, which could begin at any moment, is a serious correction, a.k.a. crash, of the stock market, with all the attendant collateral damage, much amplified because these guys are playing with a lot of borrowed money. Personal and corporate wealth will evaporate, banks that are too big to fail will fail, and we may need swift, decisive action from the government to save the system, as we did in 2009. Wish us good luck with that. And then there's train wreck number 2. More on that next time. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.